listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Premier Stephen Miles has announced the government will double the state power rebate to $1,000. All Queensland households will receive their rebate on their power bill from July. The rebate will cost $2.5 billion and be funded by coal royalties. Beef Australia is only 3 days away as our region prepares for an influx of visitors. Educating the next generation of beef enthusiasts will be a key focus at this year's event. Starting on Sunday, young cattlemen and cattlewomen will go head-to-head in the Young Commercial Judges competition. They will judge cattle on conformation, muscling, market suitability and evenness. In other news, we've got another long weekend coming up and Queensland authorities are preparing for our road death toll to grow. So far this year, 94 people have died on our roads. That's the highest in 5 years. Inspector Gareth Bolesley from the Road Policing Group says people do need to remember their decisions impact others.
It's a tragedy. That's 94 lives lost. That's 94 people who will not be returning to their families. It's 94 people who set out on our roads expecting to make it home, to see their loved ones again, and we're looking forward to a long and healthy life in front of them.
In weather reports, it's looking fairly windy on the coastline as BOM have issued a strong wind warning for the Capricornia coast. Meteorologist Harry Clark says, be aware if you're planning to go boating.
We do have a number of strong wind warnings current for our coastal waters, so if you're planning on taking the boat out over the next few days, please just check the forecast warnings before you do, as there is a fair bit of wind and swell out in those open waters at the moment.
Taking a look at local sport now, in the NBL 1 North Comp, it's looking like our CQ girls will have quite the challenge taking on the South West Metro Pirates this weekend. Our Rockhampton Cyclones have been on a winning streak, but so have the Pirates. Both women's teams have 3 wins each, so one side will have to take the fall and take the first loss. Our Rockhampton Cyclones sit second place on the ladder.